You're tuned in to the Health After 30 podcast. And if you're on any sort of healing journey and you're doing all the physical things and you're ready to become a healed version of yourself, then come on in and lean in because this episode might be for you.
Hey, I'm Alana Bonneman, naturopath and holistic nutritionist. This podcast is dedicated to reclaiming your health by harnessing yourself as your biggest asset. Get ready, because this is where we stand up for your body's ability to heal, go against outdated norms, and say yes to change. Creating true and lasting success, all from the inside out. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Health After 30 podcast, and let's get started.
Today, I'm talking with Dr. Kristen Wild, an award-winning integrative health educator and speaker who holds a PhD in metaphysics and also a diploma in applied psychology. Now, through her own experience of having an autoimmune condition and a pretty chronic illness, she's been able to use metaphysics in her form of healing. She also talks about like getting to the root cause of things in chronic illnesses like autoimmune conditions, and she shares her own journey of how she kind of got through this. It's not easy. Oh, it's simple, as she would put it, but it's not easy. And it's not for the faint-hearted, as she also says, because when you think about it, going through any type of healing or learning, it can really be applied to anything. When you're going through any type of process, it's not always a positive, you know, sunshine and lollipops type of journey. It can be really, really difficult. So she kind of walks us through the adversities that we might experience and how to overcome these. So she kind of gives actionable insights on how to take a holistic approach with a metaphysical background for chronic illness. I really enjoyed today's conversation. And I think a lot of the ways that Kristen works is similar to how I do things. It's taking a holistic approach to taking care of your health and yourself, having a lifestyle that supports or optimizes your health. And whether you're going through a healing journey or you are just trying to optimize your health, you still go through the same phases. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like further information on how to get help and how to kind of go through these phases, you can reach out to me at alanabonneman.com, as I'm available to have wellness chats and we can kind of walk through this as well. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get into today's episode. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Health After 30 podcast. Today, I'm joined with Dr. Kristen Wild, and we're going to kind of go into a little bit of an untouched space, the metaphysics of healing, getting to the root cause of chronic disease, and what we can do on top of what we're already doing, because everyone knows all the things, right? And we want to kind of know, where can we go next in our healing? So welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for creating this platform, because I looked into creating a podcast and I was like, never. So thank you for doing this.
I really enjoy meeting different people, and everyone's got such a unique spin, especially when it comes to health. And I love that it's kind of a place where I can just distribute this information. I really enjoy it. So yeah, and it's awesome. You're a doctor in the sense of, you're not a medical doctor. Share us a bit. What are you a doctor in?
So I have a PhD in metaphysics. Funny enough is I was going the medical route. Ever since I was 11, that was what was happening. And then my life took a total left turn, like totally different direction. And I ended up back in school as I, you know, matured. And I was studying this stuff anyway. I was really into quantum sciences. And metaphysics means the study of the basic nature of things. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm a logical person, love sciences. And so I kind of took that piece and then put it onto studying human consciousness. And it's been a very interesting journey.
Yeah, as I imagine it can be. And then when you kind of put that on top of a health journey, I feel like things can just, I mean, explode. Yes. So let's go a little bit deeper there. When did health become a part of this puzzle for you?
Yeah. So it's so funny. I don't know about you, but I feel like a lot of people relate to this. It's like everything that happened in your life culminates into that moment where you're like, this is why I learned all these things. This is why I had to go do that and many things. But it was really when I went through my own health challenges. And, you know, I had always been able to count on my body. And one day I was just sick. And, you know, it takes a lifetime to get that sick. But really, it seemed like in an instant, all of a sudden, I was super sick. And so I had no choice but to learn, because the alternatives, just in the typical, you know, in the allegorical kind of system that we have going on in a medical system now, just it just doesn't have the answers for those things. And I'm not vilifying it. There is many great answers in there. Mm-hmm. And just in this one, I didn't find any that were hopeful in any way.
It was in your specific condition.
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune condition, but there's hundreds of autoimmune conditions and they're all the same thing. They all have the same root cause, which is the downregulation of our genetic code. And that's caused by all types of different things interacting with our cells' receptors.
So the autoimmune, I mean, I'm sure anyone who has an autoimmune condition knows, but we've got rheumatoid arthritis, we've got celiac, we've got psoriasis, we've got Hashimoto's. I had Dana Gibbs on, Dr. Dana Gibbs, about the thyroid, and she was saying with antibodies, even if you have the antibodies for, let's say, for example, Hashimoto's, it might mean that you might be showing up later on in life with another autoimmune condition. So this is huge. It's massive.
And we now have about half of our population have autoimmune conditions, and you're seeing them come up in children younger and younger, because it's literally traumatized generation raising traumatized generation raising traumatized generation. Those experiences inform the cells. We're in survival. And so essentially we've downregulated our DNA where people are born sick.
Now, when one has, I don't want to say life-threatening autoimmune, you know, an autoimmune condition, but when someone does have an autoimmune condition, it's interesting because my mother-in-law, she's actually a rheumatoid arthritis doctor as well. Where do we start? Like, what, like, first things first?
Yeah.
First things first. Where do we, when you realize this is what I've got, because a lot of people are like, I can take medication and it can help with the symptoms, but so many people want more than that. They know, you know, they understand that they're trying to thrive. Their body wants to be in a good place, but they're not really informed and they don't really know what to do.
Yeah. And that's the thing with medication. Sometimes it's valuable short term. And sometimes it's just short term gain, long term pain. Because what happened in my instance, and what I've seen hundreds of people go through, is you take the medication, it works for a while because it's connecting with those cell receptors, but it's because it's not a natural compound and your body doesn't really know what to do with it. It just hangs on to it. So it bogs your cells down. So now those receptors aren't working properly. And so this is why we see so many people where short term, they're like, I'm feeling great. It's working. And then all of a sudden they hit that crash again, because now we've exacerbated the problem.
Yeah.
And those cell receptors are so clogged up. And because a person's constantly now in fight or flight, severe anxiety comes along with chronic illness. Because, well, we can imagine why, multiple reasons. So our cells will hold on to those chemicals until they feel safe, until your body feels safe. Well, when you're in constant fight or flight, your body isn't going into rest mode and you're not able to clear the system. So the number one is clearing the system. And this is mental health, because our neurochemicals, when we have thoughts, they become things in our body. They're talking to our cells, telling our cells what's going on in our environment. And then our body will respond to that. So the biggest thing we can do when someone is first diagnosed, we're fortunately now people are going straight to more the integrative health systems that are emerging, which is awesome, because then you don't have to learn the hard way and accumulate all this damage. So the first thing you do is you want to think, clear the channel. So that's nutrition, and that's going to look unique to each individual. We've tried multiple different, some work really, really well for some and not so well for others. So it is an individual kind of finding out what your nutrition plan
looks like
as a person, but that's still, everyone needs to do that. Like that, number one, because now we're changing the fuel of the cells and the communication with the cells. And when you're feeding it healthy foods, it's like, oh, we're not in survival mode. Because when we're throwing those carbohydrates in there like crazy and those sugars, the body's like, oh, we're surviving off of no nutrition.
Yeah, it doesn't feel supported.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like it's a place where it can kind of heal. It's just kind of stimulated the whole time.
Well, then you become even more hungry because you're starving through nutrition, true nutrition, right? Because it's all empty. So it's this catch-22. And then that affects the brain, because if there's inflammation in the body, that's essentially what an autoimmune condition is, then it's in the brain too. And this is where you start to lose your mental faculties and you feel like you can't think the same way as you once did. You're really fatigued all the time. You're not absorbing iron. That's always a big sign. And then now you're in the hamster loop. You're living in your animal brain and this anxiety loop, which is now also communicating to your cells, you're dying. We need to learn to be masters of our minds. We have to learn that, because we can restructure our brains. We can take that blood flow from the animal brain into the prefrontal cortex, our ethereal brain. And now we're thinking more clearly. We're making better decisions. But if we're still pumping our body full of chemical foods and processed things, it's still feeding that inflammation.
Yeah. So it's really getting back to the basics. It's getting back to the basics with nutrition and our mental health, which can be really difficult. But I guess the thing is, if you're ready to do the work, it can be done. So just like, can you go a little bit into that really easy switch that you just mentioned?
It's not easy. And that's why I said it's not for the faint of spirit. It's simple.
Yeah.
The concept, it's not easy. It's not easy. And so that's why, you know, we have the support we have, because you need it.
Mm.
I had to go through it the hard way, right? Just bumping into everything and trying to figure out what was working with a flashlight. Because everyone's journey is individual, their experiences, but the feeling's the same of what you're going through. We can relate on that feeling. So when we work through that way, it changes things. And it's also a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
And I always say to people, we go for the short-term pain, long-term gain, because every time you master an aspect, it's mastered. You did it. It becomes part of your subconscious. It becomes part of your automatic behavior. It becomes part of your belief system. Before we were recording here, we were talking about how people really get into doing healing in the beginning. And that's part of the process. They're doing the things. It's like, I'm doing everything. And then at some point, it just goes click and you become it. And you all of a sudden are like, I'm going to be alive no matter what. And I'm going to live out my passions. And so that switch flips somewhere along the way.
Would you say it goes to doing, and then becoming? Or because, you know, when I think about Simon Sinek and stuff like that, you know, identify and then do the process and then get the outcome. But sometimes I feel like you can't really identify if you haven't done the things.
Yeah. So this is why we say sometimes you need outside education, because you don't know what you don't know. And so anytime I don't know something, I will look up the expert and someone who's been successful at it. We can go either way down that rabbit hole. So it's, again, what are we feeding? Are we feeding a positive belief system, or are we feeding a deteriorating belief system? Because both are available. So that's why it can be so difficult when you're going through a healing path. You've never walked it before and you've never seen someone accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So that is sometimes why you need someone to hand you the tool, and how you're going to use that tool is going to be super unique to you.
But look, let's talk about root cause for a second, because I think getting to the root cause, I mean, this is completely individual as well, right? It's different for everyone.
I mean, the root cause is always cellular health when it comes to the physical manifestation of disease. It is cellular health. And so that's where, funny enough, my quantum physics and metaphysical background started to come in handy when it came to healing myself. Originally, I was the original guinea pig. And it was like, all of a sudden I was like, oh, these tools work. I started to see them work, this connection. And so what happens is, when you clear your channel enough, and it was years for me to get to the point where I'd cleared the channel enough to have some level of breakthrough, all of a sudden you become more spiritual. And it's not something you even choose. You don't have to say, I am dedicated to become. It just happens to you. It's a side effect. You feel more in tune and part of everything as you go along. And it's because you've now unlocked this part of your brain, right? This ethereal brain, this connected piece. And there's tons of science around this now. So it's like, don't just take my word for it. Get out there and Google away. There is so much science around our pineal gland and how it lights up when our cerebral fluid hits it. And our brains are capable of so much more than we ever imagined. And we're seeing it come to reality now. We can teach people how to practically manifest in their lives using science. Yeah.
Yes, I love this. Let's talk about the metaphysical side in its role in healing. Let's go deeper there, because I feel like when people think metaphysics, it's like, oh yeah, manifestation, like some sort of influencer. But let's talk about how that can change our health radically. And can you also talk about these clearances as well? Because I guess that's where it starts.
Yes. So that's always the baseline. That's the thing, is that's why I say it's a step-by-step process to go through healing, whether you're healing from a disease, you're healing from a traumatic relationship, whatever it is, it's the same process every time. And you're going to go through this process over and over, mastering new aspects, but utilizing the same process, the same skills and tools. Step one is exactly that, clearing the channel. It's all about our, you know, it's like looking like at your body as a vessel of your being. And again, this, we can call that whatever we want. There's so much science around this now that we are energetic beings. They're measuring it. Quantum physics have been winning the Nobel Prizes for the last several years for, it's just next level. So now, and we're coming out with quantum biology and quantum chemistry now too. So hold on to your seats. This is going to get even weirder. And so it really is about clearing that. So now think about your, and think about being a battery. Think about that and what that means. So for electricity to run through that battery, it has to be clear. If you use the wrong type of wire, it dissipates too much energy. It's coming off. It's like it's, you know, a fried wire, how it's just sprinkling everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's not controlled environment. And so if you think of it that way, as you are this vessel for this energy, whatever you want to call it, you can call it frequency, you can call it energy, you can call it spirit, you can call it soul. God's not worried about it. It really matters. The fact is, it is. When we finally grasp onto that as the reality of who we are, and we can even say, I don't really know exactly how this works, but I know it is. So it just makes sense. You want to clear those cells. You want to have proper hydration and minerals, because that's what electricity runs through.
Mm-hmm. So it's similar to this quote, we are spiritual beings on a human experience, not human beings on a spiritual experience.
Yeah, exactly. And we get this opportunity to have this vessel and this experience of ourselves in this specific aspect.
Yeah. And so to clear ourselves, this, it sounds like that we need to optimize cellular health, optimize physical health, I'm guessing, optimize mental
health. That's a byproduct again. So it's when we get right to that root, like getting to the truth for truth's sake and getting right to the cellular health, because that's where the unseen becomes seen. Or the seen becomes unseen. That's where the exchange happens. Mm-hmm. And so when we clear that and provide with healthy, now our genetics are upgrading. So not only can we heal, we can reverse. I've reversed so much damage in my body that is scientifically impossible. Mm-hmm. So much. And they're like, this is a miracle. And it's like, no, it's science.
Like, so my sister-in-law, for example, she has a pretty debilitating cancer. And same thing, like, one of the nurses said to her, the people who survive cancer are those who actively and positively make the mental shift. Yeah. And she, doctors are like, you're a medical miracle. It's like when people start to make this internal shift, then it's kind of, we can't really explain it, although we can. Like, there is obviously science that's kind of backing it now, but it's not something that we necessarily think about as like traditional medicine.
Yeah. No, it's not. And that's why we created, you know, over time created this integrative care system. It happened one step at a time, because we're all learning here together. Mm. Some of us are a little bit ahead on certain aspects, but this is the thing, is you're way down the road on one aspect and I'm way down the road on another aspect. We exchange information. Now we're in the same place.
Yeah.
It's amazing what's happening. Yeah. But it takes a lot to get through the inertia and the drudgery, because there is a lot of misinformation out there. And a lot of it's innocence. It's not like people are purposely going out there and spreading misinformation. It's because, you know, we're taking this on one step at a time. And so now there's knowledge available, and the knowledge keepers are connecting and sharing with each other.
Beautiful.
So it's really exciting times.
I mean, it is. That means a lot for the health. I feel like perhaps the health industry kind of needs to catch up a little bit with this, but it does sound like it's a bit of a
trailblazing way to take. And you're right, like integrative medicine is, yeah.
So I'm in discussions now with large insurance companies. I'm in discussions with pain clinics. I'm in discussions with private healthcare of plugging our integrative system into their system because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It fits with their models. It doesn't take away from anything. This is the thing is this, when we are creating this new world that we're all creating together, we now have the capacity to have a win all the way around where, you know, we're not siphoning someone else's energy or life force to build up our own. It's possible now. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people in different socioeconomics that are planted and they are doing the work. So if you're concerned about the medical field, don't be, because there is people in there doing the work and they're powerful and they're going to make it happen.
I love your optimism because often when I hear about, you know, the health system, like we complain so much about how things are going, you know, as a society, we're all chronically ill.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of blame the healthcare system for, you know, our health and
And that's okay. So that takes us to the ultimate lesson we're all working on here as humans is in psychology, they have the triangle. We have the savior, the victim, and the victimizer. This keeps us on the karmic loop if you're playing any of those roles. And so it's so easy to play victim. We all love it. It was my favorite role for many years. I was so good at it. I put myself in relationships that were abusive. It doesn't take away from that. But also, you know, if I had known better, which I didn't, we can see the innocence in it. But now we do. When you do know better and you're seeing that, now it's time to go, no, not for me. Mm-hmm. The savior one. And people have to be excited. They have to want to come in. They have to want to do this for themselves. Because again, I'll say it again, it's not for the faint of spirit. It's the strongest, most brilliant spirits that sign up for this and are willing to go the distance no matter what. And the rewards are beyond imagination.
This is the thing when you start on this journey, you go through so many changes that actually at the end, you end up being a different person altogether and also healed. You know, like any health condition that you're kind of carrying is ideally then subsided as well.
Yes.
I really want to get back to this metaphysics. Metaphysics is... What did you say? Like the meaning of metaphysics again?
Yeah, is the definition? Study of the basic nature of things. It's one of the four pillars of philosophy.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And so this is like the nature of things. Things like for humans.
As I've studied all different types of religions and cultures and the biology. I got really into that one and for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the biology and the body and how that relates to what's the basic nature of our existence? What is it when we really bring it down to its purest information?
When someone struggles in any type of way, it's almost as if you hit, I don't want to say rock bottom, but you feel like there's no other answers before you even start to turn to the metaphysical side of things.
That was me.
You also talked about this earlier. You said, and then at some point, as a part of the process, you become spiritual, not because you choose to, but just because it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, that's one of those things is it's like telling a woman what it's like to be pregnant. You can tell them all day long, but until you're pregnant, you're like, oh, that's a whole, that's so different than what I was expecting because you just don't know if you have never felt it.
Mm.
And so this is why so many people, they'll have those moments where they have that experience, that spiritual experience, and then they spend almost the rest of their life trying to chase that feeling again. I mean, it's great motivation, but the thing is it just happens to you. You don't have to worry about it. Like you don't, it's one of those things. It's all about intention. So if your intention is to become more loving, more kind, more authentic, more integral, you know, and become more and more your authentic self, it's a side effect.
Mm.
It's something that all of a sudden will just click in one day. And your path there is, everyone's path is going to be different, but the feeling will be the same every step of the way as you go through that. And so part of it is what I call the butterfly experience. So you're like a caterpillar wandering around, not knowing, right? This is when we talk about our naive, innocent stage. You're just like, It's almost like you're this super powerful being that doesn't know you are. And so it's like a child with a machine gun. And that's normal. And it's like every master was once a disaster. If you remember that, it helps make you feel better. You go into, you're like, you see a butterfly and there's something in you. So when you admire someone or something about them, it means it's in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this caterpillar is admiring the butterfly. It goes in the cocoon, otherwise known as the goo stage. Everything's a mess. You don't know which way's up, what way's down. You have no idea what direction to take. And again, part of the process is just like all this confusion and information, and the brain has to kind of put it into place to be filtered through this human thing going on. There's the struggle. So it's like, now I've decided this is what I'm doing. So in healing, I'm doing it. I'm going to give it my all, ride or die, right? It's like, I'm going. And it usually is the point where you hit rock bottom. It's like, you're going to die. And it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I should do something now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you struggle out of that cocoon, right? And you decide, and that's where the real struggle comes, because you have to double down and double down.
Yeah.
You're often not seeing results, and you're like, I don't know
so if it's
working or not.
Yeah.
And that's, again, it's part of the process. Sometimes you're healing and you don't know it. Biggest one for me is with women when they're like, I feel so angry, it's not working. I'm like, yes, that means it is working. Emotions are bubbling up, finally. Get mad. And this is how you do it. This is how you do it in a way where you feel good about yourself after.
So
you
true.
Know? But it's like, no. Oh, this is part of the healing. So when we try and suppress that back down, now you're inhibiting your healing mm-hmm. process, because emotional release is a big part of it. You have these neurochemicals all stuck all over your cells. You're going to get real emotional.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the struggle part. And then all of a sudden you hit, all of a sudden your wings dry, you feel settled, you feel stable in that aspect, and you fly. And we get to do that over and over again. But as we develop our skills and tools, the process becomes easier because you trust it.
Your life, your health, and you're like, okay, now I kind of know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have to say, in the goo stage.
Yeah, those thoughts don't stop. So that's where we really need to be masters of our minds, right? And so, you know, I am at a point where most of the time my systems override, my tools override, and sometimes I go to pity town for a bit. And the biggest thing is I'm just like, you can't stay the night. Do not unpack. Do not unpack. But have a coffee and chat with a diner waitress.
These are also like the tools and strategies you need to kind of waver through healing, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I think getting to pity town or having fear or doubt, all of these kind of do come into the driver's seat sometimes, don't they? And I liked how you said, just don't unpack. Don't stay there for long. Because, and as you've said several times now, because it's not for the faint-hearted, you just have to kind of pick yourself up and continue. So what would you say are kind of the foundational pillars for, I wanted to say for picking yourself up and moving on, but like how can you, you know, because I think when it does get very difficult, and as women, you know, we're going through cycles, half of the month we're thinking that we're winning, and half of the month we're thinking that we're not winning, basically. Yeah. So what can we equip ourselves with to kind of get through these phases?
So from my understanding and seeing thousands, because I also help women and children escape domestic abuse. And again, same process. I've seen this with thousands and thousands of people. You need three aspects. You need education. You need to dare to know. You need to dare to know the truth for truth's sake. Denial is a great coping mechanism till it's not. When it's time to wake up and get educated. The more educated you are, the more secure you feel, because you know what you're dealing with. It gives you a way grander sense of control. B is community, peers, people who are like you, who have gone through similar experiences. They may be around the same area in the path. They may be a little bit further down the path. Regardless, those peers, those people that see you, they feel you, you feel safe with them. That's really important. Community, and that I'm sure you're seeing it, is becoming the theme of the world. Community, we're coming back to each other. And then the third one is support. Go to people who have done what you've done. Do not take advice from people who have not gone through. Do it. It's just not, because they will not understand you. And it's, again, it's innocence. It's not to vilify anyone. It's like they can't, some, like going through what I went through, my bones were being deteriorated. I was told I needed 4 of my joints replaced. My organs were shutting down. I was bedridden. I was active in my mind and my body couldn't move. Not many people can understand that depth of illness. And so even when you explain it to someone, it's they can be sympathetic, but they can't be empathetic because they literally have never lived through an experience like that.
Yes.
So you really need to find those people who will empower you and breathe fire under you when you go through those hopeless moments, because you will. And I still do that in new aspects. And I have my people that are my support system as well. You never stop needing that, and you never stop being that for others. But first you have to get yourself well and accept the support.
Yeah, I love that. I so love that, because you're right. Like, especially this last part of seeing someone do it, that see someone who's already done it, that you can kind of walk in their path. Mm-hmm. I feel like that really just allows, there's a lot of trust in that. And as you said, like, the support also comes with that. Yeah. And for someone who's already walked through that, probably also has a community as well. Mm-hmm. So,
yes. Yeah. And it took me a while to really hone that in. It's just experience, right? As anything, you can have all the education in the world. Mm. People are often like, how do you go do that work? Because I'll work frontline with people escaping abuse and be there and be on the phone with them and be the support. And like, how do you go into a situation like that? And then you go home and have dinner with your kids, you know, and it's experience. Mm. You learn to not take responsibility for other people. You show up, help them in the moment. You've done what you can do. You didn't create that circumstance for them. And now
you're trying to help when you part conversation, like when you part and leave the conversation, that you've changed someone's life for the better in the time that you were together.
Yeah, you just do the best you can in the moment, because you also don't know how you're going
to
respond.
A lot of the things that you've actually talked about, I've experienced myself, but I've never been able to put a word to it. This going through something, having the struggles, not being sure what's happening, and then kind of coming out of the other side. And I found it hard, just like where I am right now, I found it hard to kind of look for help. I had to go inside to look for my own help. And this is what I thought was like the most lonely and hardest thing of all, actually. But getting through that, really, it just kind of light bulbed for me that, it was really beautiful.
That's why the support and education is there. It's not the do for you. There's nothing that can be done for you. You have to go through it internally.
Yeah. You become informed. And then perhaps you even have informed optimism.
That cycle. So it's like you start and you have uninformed optimism. So you're like, wee! And then it's like, now you have informed pessimism. Like, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. And then it's informed optimism. It's like,
you can do this. You get to success. I just learned that the other day, actually. I never actually knew there was a word for it. So I love like learning things like this. It's like, yes, and that's exactly how it is. And it's usually this curve. You know, it does go down before it usually gets better. And I see time and time again on the healing journey, that's what's happening. And you hear you have to go often 2 steps forward.
I look at the healing journey people often talk about it as a spiral, but I look at more as like a spiral in like a this way, where it's like you circle up to the higher point than you've ever been before. And then you drop down, not as low as you were before, because now you can handle it better. You have greater capacity. And then up and round and round, right?
I work a lot with set points, because that's how I feel. It's like you can get better than you were. You just have to change what you're doing. And then that becomes the new normal. It's what you talked about before, like learning a new habit, and then you have it for life. And then it's like, okay, you've got that. Next thing. And I think that's the whole healing process, isn't it? It's like
one aspect at a time. Oh my gosh. That's like, if I tell any right away, I say to people, one tiny step.
Yeah.
And that was something my mother taught me when I was going through a divorce. And it was like, oof, talk about another dark night of the soul. We like to go through tons of them when we're going for that ascension. She would say to me, you know, when I really was upset, she would say, one step at a time, just do what you can today. And one day you'll arrive. You'll just be there.
You'll look back and be like, all these little steps got me exactly to where I needed to be.
Yeah. So it's just one aspect at a time. And you know what? You end up healing dramatically faster when you do master one aspect at a time, because the brain loves that. When it's overwhelmed with too many changes, it'll just pump out norepinephrine and be like, no, thank you.
And I think this is what comes back down to this educational part, is you can go out there and you kind of see all the people doing all the things And you end up overwhelmed and you try to get little bits of information everywhere. And then, you know, at some point it's just like, whoa, nah, shut down. I'll just stay where I am because it's comfortable, actually. You've obviously walked this yourself. You walk clients mm-hmm. through this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or you walk people through this. Is it everyone with autoimmune conditions or is it anyone that's on a health journey?
We've evolved. So we're an integrative system now. We have multiple coaches. Two more coaches came on this week. And we're building out just the most beautiful platform, no cost and low cost services. And they're not trials, they're full programs. And if people want to walk through the autoimmune program, that's a whole other thing. Because now we're really looking like it's health and monitoring and individualized care. Then they have the option to opt into that if they choose. And if not, there is programs available for everyone. Because you know what? This affects all socioeconomics.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
So for someone who perhaps is going along their health journey mm-hmm. and feeling at somewhere in between the bottom of the bell where it's like uninformed pessimism and they want to get to informed optimism, what's the first thing they can do?
What I would recommend is training your algorithm. So it's super simple. When you see something that's negative and is not serving you, then hit those three dots and say, I do not want to see this content. I do not want to see this channel. And then when you see positive things, like you see other people that are experiencing what you're experiencing, healing, you know, they're really uplifting people, spreading positive news and hope, like it, share it. And that's going to train your algorithm to give you more information like that. It's going to help build that belief system so that you one day are either inspired or desperate enough to take that leap and just get in there and find the answers because you'll come
across. Start doing, then start becoming. Beautiful. I love that, actually. That's just kind of gearing the algorithms to your advantage.
Yeah, because social media, we can get this, like anything. It's anything we can either use it as a positive tool for uplifting our spirits and having a more fulfilling life, or we can use it to convince ourselves that everything is desperate and broken. Yeah. We can choose.
Yeah. And we have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yes, it's sometimes when you're in the low, it's easy to take the choice of least resistance, but knowing that your body can do this, knowing that you are, let's just say, a spiritual being in a human body, that you can, you know, work through it. I think it's such a beautiful thing. You're such a motivating person.
Oh, thank you. This is the thing, is when you do go through these experiences enough time, and I truly feel that. I've lived through so many experiences. And, you know, done things in my life and in hindsight, you know, often going through those experiences, I'm like, why me? I'm such a nice person. But now I can see what a gift that was, because I can truly say to people, yes, there's hope. Yes, you can heal. Yes, we are moving into this beautiful new earth. If you want to come, there's nothing stopping it from happening, you know? And so when you face your death enough times, when you're truly willing to die, like let go of that identity in life, that's when you become alive. And so you have to hit that point of surrender. And that's, I think, why so many people are going through chronic illness, because there's no faster way to wake someone up than putting them in a human torture chamber 24/7.
Yeah. Who's experiencing this? And they want to get in touch with you because I guess they are also like, yes, I need to shit or get off the pot. Where can they find you?
I would just go to modernhealthsolution.com and then you can just register to be in our community and free resources. Like it's fun. Like we really get into it. Because now we've had so many people that have gone through our program successfully and we just keep going. We're into biotechnology and all kinds of stuff. So it's so fun in there. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Kristen, thank you so much for being here today. You've been uplifting and inspiring, so thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. You could have been listening to anything, but you're here interested in reclaiming your health. I hope you found the episode useful and constructive. If you enjoyed it and would like to show support for the show, please leave a review, as this makes my content more discoverable for other people to enjoy and learn from. Please also consider subscribing to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you enjoy listening. Finally, the best way to show support for the show is by sharing it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Thanks for listening, be well, and I'll catch you next time.